This beautiful sacred song, Ave Maria, has always been considered a great musical masterpiece. It consists of an air found in the first prelude of Johann Sebastian Bach, adapted as a setting for an anthem by the great French master Charles Gounod. Bach's prelude has been severely criticized, many think unjustly so. It is termed a sequence of arpeggiated chords deduced from each other in harmonious series, containing hardly any musical thought, still less passion, and lacking what every modern ear must miss. Gounod, in adapting it for his Ave Maria, has filled up these gaps. Gounod stated, however, that in utilizing this prelude as accompaniment to his religious melody, he had no irreverent intention of trying to improve on the master of masters. He would rather have torn up the composition with his own hands than be accused of such a sacrilege. The piece is arranged here, first as violin solo, and then soprano solo with violin obbligato, thus giving the two great artists who have rendered it full opportunity to show their wonderful skill. Marie Rappold has sung at the Metropolitan Opera House, New York City, the lighter dramatic roles falling to her lot. Not only is she one of our well-known operatic singers, but she has attained considerable fame on the concert stage with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and others. Albert Spaulding, the young American violinist who has created a sensation in Paris, Berlin, and other European capitals, was born in Chicago, Illinois in 1888. As a very young child, he showed remarkable fondness for music. He would sit for hours listening to his mother, a fine singer and accomplished musician. At seven, he asked for a violin and quickly astonished his parents by his wonderful aptitude for the instrument. He made his first public appearance when but 10 years old, before the Duke and Duchess of Connaught. The young musician's success has been confined to no one country, no one city, for the same eulogistic reports have come from almost all the great musical centers of the world.